Here no bird appears. When his head hit the pavement, the Faraday cage of his skull split. A couple of birds flew out. A spray of blood and bone sank to the dark of the earth. Doctors glued the pieces back kintsugi-like. The cracked shards fused with gold, which might have worked if not for the handful left over that wouldn't fit, if not for the difference in conductivity, if not for the piezoelectric properties of bone. The face and body looked the same, but parts of him were gone. Small things ended up in the wrong place. The left and right hand index fingers switched. One eye hung higher in the socket than it had the week before. Like an ocular migraine where words disappear as they meet the eyes, his edges started to fade. Obscured, we thought at first, and pulled our faces back to look for them, recalling the bird flown out of the magic eye picture that was, just moments ago, a jumble of bramble. But here no bird appeared, just branching lines all fixed in grooves. See alveoli sucking oxygen from air, roots sucking water from the ground, sky sucking bits of a ghost from a place where the rock hit the skull, leaving in that space a darkness absurd in a memory that holds so much light. Imagine this. One day you drive your car to work, turn on a computer, crunch numbers, reports. You walk a path to meet a friend for lunch. You go home, tell your wife of the new and awful president, the joke a colleague told. You go outside, toss a ball back and forth with your kids. The next, the pedals in the car have switched from brake to gas. The traffic lights shine blue. You try a dozen keys before the office lock will click. At home, your wife wears faces, not her own. You spit the food back on your plate. You take the kids back to the yard. The brain says, arm, reach for the ball in space. Light splits from wave to particle. The balls traversed the span from eye to brain in a stutter of pulses instead of an arc. Between them, the hand grabs the air, a fistful of no. Is this how it goes when the head cracks, when bits of self diverge to earth and sky? It's always more than simple blood and bone. If this were a poem instead of a tragedy, the wise and tricky birds would know. They'd swoop in to collect and hold the precious bits until the man returned, undone by death or happenstance, to trade them back in trinkets for the rest. A golden ring, a necklace made of children's teeth, a daughter's chocolate frog. Once done, the gilded cage would close for good. The man would get back on his bike, his skull intact, to ride the corner slow this time, then up the hill to home. He'd hang the bike back on its hook, unclip the helmet, fingers on the hands where they belong. He'd grip the wobbly doorknob tight and turn, chiaroscuro of the day's last light behind him, fireflies at his feet.